This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-3451. The patient's name is Mulverine. It's M like Mary, A, V like a Victor, O-U-R, N like November, E-E, N like November. O'Brien, it's capital O hyphen B-R-I-E-N. That's also a capital B. Her date of birth, May 9th of 1957. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. O'Brien, who was sent for consultation January 10th of this year for elevated calcium levels, which are thought to be hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, and less likely to be primary hyperparathyroidism. She's had several parathyroid scans, and they have not revealed any enlarged parathyroid adenomas. But she did recently have another scan of her neck, and there are a few glands that are enlarged, and she will be seeing Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-A, in Midland for further evaluation. And since her consultation, she also has been having right and left upper quadrant abdominal pain, and she's being evaluated for gallbladder disease with a scan this month. Also, she's had some intermittent chest pain and shortness of breath. And for her consultation, her biggest complaint was severe bone pain, which is marginally better but still present. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. That is new for the palpitations and the rapid heart rate that she has been experiencing. Also, metformin is 500 milligram three times a day. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units every other day. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram every other day. Lipitor, 10 milligram at bedtime. And Lamictal is 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, her weight is 159 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 88 and regular, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 82. Neck is supple. There is a small round gland on the right side that is palpable, non-tender, feels movable. I can't palpate anything specific on the left, no enlarged glands, no suspicious glands. Thyroid is non-tender. I don't palpate nodules on the thyroid. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is tender in the right and left upper quadrants to palpation. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no rashes or ecchymosis. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 27th of 2023. Creatinine is 0.7. Calcium is 10.9, which is stable. The previous level was 11. Albumin, 4.6. Sodium, 139, potassium, 4.2, carbon dioxide, 23, phosphorus, 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 61.7, but actually should be suppressed usually with a level of calcium that's higher than normal, so it's slightly high for parathyroid hormone level. Hemoglobin, 15.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypercalcemia, suspected to be the hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, type 2 diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet and a low-calcium diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.